Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Well, God bless you today. Greetings in Jesus' name. And the last 5 days, starting on the 18th, I've been sharing out of some of my favorite chapters in the Bible. And these are chapters that I've committed to memory in times past. And today I was pondering now, which chapter should I look at today? It's a little bit of a difficult decision because there's several of them that I think would have been very good. But I've chosen Romans chapter 6 for today. And I only have today and tomorrow left in my week of sharing for the daily inspiration. And maybe, Lord willing, we'll go through some of the other chapters on my next time around. But in this short chapter, chapter 6 of Romans, and if you want to turn there, if you have the opportunity, you can turn to Romans chapter 6, but it's only 23 verses. But the words sin, iniquity, or uncleanness appear 21 times. And for the sake of time, we're not going to be able to expound and read through the whole chapter, but because we try to keep our daily inspirations to around 10 minutes. But I want to start here with verse 1. It says, What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? And so here, just in the first verse, I want to see that I want us to see that God is not wanting us to continue in sin. Now, that might be a given, you know, that, well, of course, we know that God doesn't want us to continue in sin, but really for any reason at all. And a lot of people, I think we excuse our sins, and we do continue in sin. But this here says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? You know, God is gracious. And so we can continue in sin, and he'll forgive us of our sin. But here it very clearly says, God forbid. And how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? And this gives us a message here that we should be dead to sin, and that we should not continue in sin, living in sin. And it should be that God forbid, or there's no way that we should be living in sin like this. And verse 3 here then, it says, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. And you know, not every time the word baptized or baptism or those different words like that, it's not always talking about water baptism. The word baptized would mean like to be immersed, and it can be immersed into Jesus Christ. And often, or several times in the New Testament, the word baptized is used in that way. It's not necessarily talking about water baptism. Here in this case, it's very clearly seen, though, that baptism is in mind as far as the picture there being buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. The picture there of baptism being buried and risen, you know, when a person is baptized, he goes under the water, so he's buried and he's risen again, and that's the picture here. That it says that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. And that's what I want to focus on in this verse, is that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is available for us to walk in newness of life. And that's an amazing verse there, and it's an amazing thought that we have the same power, the power that raised up Jesus from the dead. We, as Christians, can walk in newness of life in our everyday life. And It's walking in the Spirit and not fulfilling the lusts of the flesh. It's not walking in sin. It's not being controlled or empowered by the world and its sinful and lustful ways. And it's not being controlled by our own flesh. You know, we have three enemies in this world. We have the devil, who is always trying to kill, steal, and destroy and deceive us. We also have this world that is against God. It's not wanting to bring people to Christ. You can watch, and I hope you don't, but you can watch the television and see all the movies and the programs and sports and all those kind of things. It's not encouraging people to live their lives for the Lord Jesus Christ. It's against Christ. It's against the things of God. It's against the Word of God. It's against the principles of God, showing all kinds of illicit relationships, and it's against the order of God in family life and many things like that. It's not drawing people to Christ, and that's just one aspect of the world. But the world is against God, and so as we are living in this world, we can walk in newness of life. We don't have to be controlled and even watching the things of this world or being part of this world in that way. And so we have the world, we have the devil, and then we also have our own flesh. Our own flesh wants us to give in to the things of this world. And so that's another enemy. And here it says that we... that same power that was raised from the dead is available to us, for us to walk in newness of life. That as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. And it says should walk there. That's the way that we as Christians should be, walking in the newness of life, being born again by the Spirit of the living God, like we talked about a couple days ago. So then, I want to skip over then to verse 12. It says, "Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body," this body of flesh that we're living. Don't let sin reign there in your body. Don't let it control or let it be as the king, as reigning in your life, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. And this world, or this word, yield, is mentioned several times here. Yielding is to give way to give in to. Don't let, don't give in to your members or your fleshly members of your body unto unrighteousness or sin. But yield yourselves unto God and those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. We're to yield ourselves unto the Lord Jesus Christ, yield ourselves unto the Word of God, yield ourselves unto the principles of God's Word and His precepts there, that we can walk in newness of life. This isn't a down message. This is a positive message, that we would yield ourselves unto God. We wouldn't yield ourselves unto unrighteousness or unto sin, but we would yield ourselves unto God. And those that are, okay, let me read this again, verse 13. "Neither yield ye yourselves as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God." When we're walking in sin, when we're living in sin, when we're controlled by sin or the world or our own flesh or the devil, we are actually dead. We're dead from the things of God, and dead spiritually. But it says here, as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. And this isn't theology. This is reality, that sin doesn't have to have dominion over us. It's not just something that we know in our head, but it's actually something we can live out, that sin does not have dominion over us. For you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? Here it is again. God forbid. We shouldn't sin because we're under grace. God forbid. Know ye not that to whom you yield, here's the word yield again, giving way to whom you yield yourself, servants to obey, his servants you are, to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. So it's our choice what we're going to do. Are we going to yield ourselves unto sin, or yield ourselves unto God and unto righteousness? But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin. And that word were, that's a past tense. And the Apostle Paul's talking here to the church at Rome, and he's saying you were, because now you're washed from your sins and you're delivered from the power of the enemy. You were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. And then being made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. Goes on and says in verse 19, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members, servants to uncleanness, that's the giving way to uncleanness and to iniquity, even so now yield your members, give way to your members to righteousness, unto holiness. What a positive thing if we would yield ourselves unto unto righteousness and holiness found in God's word, and living our lives for him. For you were the servants of sin, for when you were the servants of sin, verse 20, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had you then in those things whereof you now are ashamed? Now think of your old life. Think of your life that was just living in the world and being controlled by the world. What fruit did you have in those things? What real benefit was there in that? It says here, what fruit had you then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. Verse 22, but now being made free from sin and become servants, and we're being made free from sin by the power that raised up Jesus from the dead, and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness, and the end, everlasting life. Praise God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And that is a gift from God, that we can have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, who has saved us and brought us and delivered us out of the bondage of sin. And we can yield ourselves now to righteousness and holiness and live our lives for him and not for the world, for the flesh, or for the devil. So God bless you today. Thank you for calling in, and I pray that your day would be inspired or that your life would be inspired, encouraged, that you would have a good day walking in newness of life. So God bless you. Thanks for calling.